Twice this week, there's been a full-page ad in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution urging the legislature to pass the tax bill. The Alliance for Main Street Fairness paid for the ads.
We're trying to do it step by step and state by state.
Brian Noyes is the Alliance's director in Georgia. The group is national. He says it includes small businesses.
They're the ones that are really suffering, and they're the ones that really need this kind of effort.
However, Walmart, the Home Depot, and other big retail members of the Alliance that sell in stores and online have been on a national campaign against Amazon, eBay, and other solely online retailers. Both groups sell similar products, but Noyes says solely online retailers don't have to charge Georgia sales tax to their customers.
And so it gives them an unfair advantage because the government is not forcing them to play by the same rules as the traditional brick and mortar.
Some conservative organizations say the Alliance and other groups have put pressure on lawmakers to rush the bill. However, House Majority Leader Larry O'Neill, a Bon Air Republican, says the bill is new, but the issues aren't.
There is nothing in that package at all that I'm aware of that hasn't been debated for at least the entire session that we've been here.
What's different is some of the issues addressed in the bill were originally debated as separate items earlier in the legislative session. The Senate could vote on the tax bill tomorrow. Charles Edwards, WABE News.